It's a couple of minutes after 10 o'clock. And let's just kind of call this the extended version of the Mornings with Ed show, just for a few here. And welcome to the program today. You know, with the stay-at-home orders that we're now in the third day of, and with the numbers continuing to rise the way they are, we're expecting the stay-at-home orders, really. It's 3 weeks, but we're expecting perhaps a little more. Everybody is going to be at home and on their device. Everybody. That's just a fact. So to talk to us about that and some of the things that we can do to optimize our Wi-Fi, maybe some safety tips, we have Suzanne Schlunt, the Vice President of Marketing for Cox Communications. Welcome, Suzanne. Thank you for being here this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, are you at home and on a device?
I actually am at home on a device. Yeah. I'm actually on about 3 devices right now, and I have kids schooling from home, so We're those people.
Okay. And I imagine, yeah, and forget imagining, I know you're not alone. I know that everyone is in that same. What's this doing to the Wi-Fi? Is it tougher to get on? Is it harder to stay on?
Well, it certainly depends on your provider. Cox has been doing everything possible to continue to upgrade the network and stay ahead of demand. We actually had, when COVID first hit, about a 2 years worth of increased demand in just a couple of weeks, or a couple of months. So we've been doing everything. I mean, it's important to make sure that you have updated equipment, though.
Right. So that's first and foremost. Yeah, the old equipment not going to fly now.
Correct. It doesn't really matter who your provider is. It's kind of like if you have an iPhone 5. It's just not going to work as well as the latest equipment.
Okay. Now, would you send me a reminder at the house to let me know that I have old equipment and there's new stuff available, or how do we get informed that we have old equipment?
Well, Cox now has an upgrade commitment that every 3 years we will be upgrading your equipment, so it's not outdated. Every provider is different. Right. A lot of folks, they move in, they buy a modem or a router or whatever, and they don't think about it. And it's like having a 10-year-old laptop. It just doesn't work as well. It doesn't run everything as well. So if you're not renting from your provider, you may not get those notices. So you might want to just take a look and check.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, ways to optimize my Wi-Fi as the holiday season is coming up, because I imagine as much as everyone's on their device now they're going to be shopping as well. So that's adding to... Would you suggest face-to-face meetings or voice when I, does every meeting have to be a face-to-face meeting?
They don't. I mean, face-to-face obviously makes it easier to stay connected, but not every single conference call needs to be video. Right. Video eats up a lot of home network bandwidth. It's actually the upstream. Right. And so if you have kids that have to be on Zoom classes because their teacher must see them, some teachers are not as concerned, some are. They have no choice. But if you do have a choice, you might want to stick with video or audio only.
Right. That makes sense as well. Now I'm guilty of this right now. When I want to stream something, I want to go right then and there and stream it. I want it now. But you're suggesting that you download ahead of time.
Yeah, you can watch it on another device. I mean, you can download and watch on your laptop, watch on your iPad anytime you want. And then also, we really don't need to default to streaming all the time. A suggestion that's even better than downloading ahead of time is checking your cable guide or your on-demand library for the programming you want to watch. Right. There's a lot of free content, and you can watch on the big screen without streaming necessarily.
I'm holding up my right hand right now because I'm guilty of that too. I'll just talk right into the remote and go Netflix. Next thing you know, but it's available on something else. Yeah, so. How important, and I, my mom used to tell me, hey, if you're not using that, turn it off. How important is it to turn devices off that aren't in use?
It is really important. We launched a couple months ago a campaign called Bandwidth Bandits, and it's really those unseen Wi-Fi suckers or bandwidth suckers from your home. So you might have things that are plugged in, VR goggles that you never use, but they're still plugged in, or video games that you're not using. Just turn it all off.
Okay. And is it true or is it just a myth that if I'm set up next to my microwave that it's going to affect my Wi-Fi?
That is truth. Really? Want to make sure that your Wi-Fi router is as close to the center of the house as possible, or the center of your wherever you're using it. And avoid microwaves, fish tanks, which is kind of bizarre.
Wow.
Mirrors, refrigerators. It interferes with the signal. Another tip is to make sure that you elevate it on a shelf or a tall piece of furniture. So don't have it on the floor next to you, next to your desk. Put it up on a shelf.
I think I could cover that subject for about a half an hour. Wow, not next to mirrors, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Wi-Fi signals travel outward and downward, and the mirrors, for some reason, mirrors interfere and certain metal, big metal objects.
Right. Now, I'm pretty sure that my Wi-Fi password is secure, but if it's not secure and someone busts into and is using my Wi-Fi, a neighbor is attached onto my, that also slows it down, clearly.
Yeah, so what you want to do is you can change your Wi-Fi password. I mean, they all come with a password, and what we recommend is that you change it. Change it to something that just your family will know, and you can obviously give the password out to guests or have a separate guest Wi-Fi.
Okay. And you also have some tips for the holidays for shopping safely online, because there's going to be there's almost exclusively online shopping, I'm guessing.
Exactly. This year, online shopping has been exploding year over year, but this year more so than ever.
Right. So I'm guessing the first and most important thing to do is to keep our antivirus software up to date?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't do this, and this is probably the easiest thing you can do to protect yourself. Some internet providers offer customer security software for free. Cox is one of those providers. We have Cox Security Suite Plus. It's free with our Cox Internet plans, powered by McAfee. It covers multiple devices, but you need to activate it. So that's another thing, is if your provider provides it, but you don't activate it, you're not protected.
Okay. And what about using different passwords for different sites? Every site should be a different password.
Absolutely. And it is so tempting to use the same one. Yeah. I mean, I feel like my brain is exploding with passwords, right? But you don't want to use the same one. If a hacker gets your username and password combination, they have access to everything. And so you can use password generators. There's free password generators online that create these crazy combinations that you'll never be able to remember. So there's also password vaults that will store it, and then you can have one master password that gets you in. But don't use, like, your street address, a name, or password 123 or that.
Right. I'm making a note to myself right now. Remove password 123 from everything.
We've all been tempted, and I'm not going to tell you what I used to use, but it's for. Well, one of our IT guys, their head practically exploded.
And if I'm going to different websites, how do I know that I'm using a secure website?
There's a really easy tip. I mean, we all know that websites start with HTTP. But some of them have S at the end, and S is really an extra security level. I would never, ever order something, or even I avoid any website that's just HTTP. You want to have that S.
Oh, that is huge. Yeah, I never knew that. Okay, thank you. I'm guilty of so many things here that you shouldn't do. I go right to Google for everything. So you're saying don't rely on search engines to find deals.
We really recommend, if you want a certain item, go directly to that website. So you might find it on Google and it says go here. Then go, like, if it's at Kohl's or if it's at, wherever you like to shop, go directly there. There are a lot of scammers that publish these deceptive links. They look like they're real, but they're not legitimate, and then they end up stealing your information.
Ooh, well, how can I find out if it's a malicious link that I'm headed toward?
Oftentimes you just hover your cursor over the link before you click on it, and then you can see the full web address and make sure that it's the real thing.
Okay. All right. And afterwards, you're suggesting we keep our transactions somewhere?
Yep. You can either print it out, but a much more eco-friendly idea is just keep them on, stored on your computer. And that way you have a record, both for returns as well as exchanges, and to dispute any fraudulent charges with your credit card holder.
Right. And also, obviously, the monitoring of credit and debit accounts on almost a consistent basis nowadays.
Yeah, with thieves, and it's so sad to say, but the online world is filled with folks that want to do no good, right?
Mm-hmm.
it's so easy for us to monitor our own accounts, or they'll be monitoring them for us. So make sure that you're checking, making sure there's no unauthorized transactions.
All right. Susanna, I'd love to invite you back after the holidays, and let's talk some more.
Great. You know, I did want to share one other thing if we have
We got all day. We're good.
Okay. Well, you know, I've just discovered this recently, and I've been really enjoying it and hope that your listeners would as well. But if you're a Cox customer, we've curated a ton of holiday content, and you mentioned the voice remote earlier. Right. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
You just press the button and say holiday into the Contour voice remote. There's music, movies, everything from holiday decorating ideas and do-it-yourself ideas, recipes, games. And with all of us kind of stuck at home, it's a great way to help us start celebrating the holidays. You can even put a fake, there's a screensaver, so to speak,
right,
of fireplaces. So even if it's if you're in a home that doesn't have a fireplace, you can have a fireplace in your living room and then go watch a movie.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's fun content. And I know with all this stressful stuff about, you know, protecting your security and monitoring your accounts and optimizing your Wi-Fi, this is just a nice way to decompress and have some holiday time with your family.
That is just so cool. Now I've got the toughest question of the holiday for you. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
What's your favorite holiday movie?
You know what? It is hard to pick. We are Hallmark, you know, countdown to Christmas donkeys, right, but I still love The Grinch.
Okay. Yeah. The Jim Carrey Grinch.
Not that one.
Okay.
I like original animated 30 minutes.
All right, I'm with you there. Okay. The Grinch at the cartoon, I love that too. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I used to be able to quote it by word for word as a kid.
Yeah,
all right.
It's really good, but it's a very sweet message too. You know, it got bigger and fun times. So you can certainly find that as well as a whole lot of other great holiday content.
Fantastic. Suzanne Schlunt, Vice President of Marketing at Cox Communication, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Be safe and well, everyone.
Have a great holiday.